just down the road at Chase County here for a few miles. Isn't it nice to kind of stay in close to home and have a chance to play a lot of volleyball?
Yes, I'm excited for the support. I know that my team comes up here for a triangular, so I'm excited to see them and see how their season's going and follow their journey, too.
I know you're busy with the Wild West games. We had a chance to watch. You had a few other all-star games fun to compete in this summer, didn't you?
Yes. I had three others, one basketball, two volleyball. So, yeah, it was pretty fun to get to play with other people who were in my grade and I competed against. So it was really fun.
Kept in shape a lot during the summertime, hitting the gym a lot, right?
Yes, we actually had our chief challenge 7 days a week, did our workout. So Scott's Bluff was a little brutal. Me and Libby had to go find time to go work out, but it was fun.
But those long distances probably didn't hurt you at all because you're used to that over here in high school. So it's like, oh, is this a piece of cake? We do this all the time.
Yeah, on Saturdays we had to run a mile under 8 minutes, and I would say I really enjoyed running. Except for I never ran on the track because, you know, PTSD. I'm not at Troy Hawksville, but
yeah.
Just kidding.
Exactly right. And so, but you got through it all for the Chief Challenge, right?
Yes. Actually, this week we did it differently. We're not doing the challenge every day this week, so we're moving it to next week. But tomorrow we're at the track, and on Saturday we're at the track too. So,
sir, listed as a setter, but you hit as well. Is that kind of the role you'd like to do again this next 2 years, or just primarily set or primarily hit?
I would say that my hitting isn't really like my outstanding part, but I really love blocking. I feel like I've been trained well as a blocker on the right side, so I'm hoping maybe I'll play all the way around as a setter, but I know we have some other really good setters here, so I'm good with whatever role she puts me in.
I'm sure, yeah. You're one of those players. I don't want to be taken off the floor. I want to stay here on the floor all six rotations, don't you?
Yes, yes. And that's pretty much outsides, but, you know, if you put the work in, it can turn out your way.
What do you think of the early workouts with some of your new teammates, early workouts? What do you think of about this team?
I really think that we were quiet a little bit, but now we're starting to warm up to each other, and there's a lot of freshmen, so it's a lot different, but it's been really fun to just get to know everybody. It's really fun to play with some international people. My roommate is an international, and it's really cool to just hear her language and, like, ask her questions about how it's like.
I know we've talked, I think, before that McNair is a volleyball family. I mean, basketball family too, Dad. Don't want to take that out of the mix. But you love your volleyball. Your sister plays volleyball. Your mom's been a coach. Gosh, it's no surprise you went this route for volleyball.
Yes. It was pretty hard. I really do enjoy basketball, but I didn't really feel like it was my calling. But no, we spent a lot of time. We play a lot of sports at our house. I remember COVID. Me and my sister, Taylan, would be just peppering out in the backyard and doing workouts. It was really fun with her. And then playing with Bryn, too.